It's time again for Utah StoryCorps. Everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal during July of this year. Carrie Mitchell tells her daughter, Jessica Purcell, how racial violence in her New Jersey high school and a brush with the mafia led her to cross the plains in a Greyhound and settle in Utah.
It was the late 60s, early 70s. The school had invited speakers. The last speaker, he jumped up on the table and he started his talk with, "Kill the whites." I'm very tall. I'm also very white. Three boys made a semicircle in front of me with a group of girls behind them, and one of the boys pulled out a switchblade. And then all of a sudden I heard, "Carrie!" And I turned around and there was Donna and my other friends. And they got in front of me, and the black guy with the switchblade said, "She cool?" And Donna said, "Yeah, she's cool. Just get out of here."
You had a job working in an Italian restaurant.
Several men, about 10 or so, had come into this conference room, and I was vacuuming, and then I felt a tap on my shoulder. And he said, "So what'd you hear?" And I said, "I didn't hear anything." He said, "You sure you didn't hear nothing? Because we're in there. You didn't hear anything that we were saying." "I promise." He goes, "Okay, you make sure you don't hear nothing. You understand?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I understand."
And how does a young white woman in East Orange end up in Utah?
We lived in this apartment house, and one of the ladies asked my mom if she could take me over to New York, to the New York World's Fair. There was a pavilion for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I just grabbed the referral. I didn't even read what it said, wrote my name and address and stuck it down in the thing, and then we left. A few weeks later, these missionaries, they rang the bell. I opened the door, and it's July. It's a heat wave in New Jersey. It's 100 degrees with 100% humidity, and they're wearing suits and ties. And they said, "Mormons." I thought they said morons. So when my mom came home, I said, "Some morons in suit and ties came. And they're going to be back around 5. She was going to tell these morons off. My mother opens the door, stepped up to them, and shook her finger and said, "I don't know who you think you are to come to my house and why you're doing this." If it had been a cartoon, you would have seen smoke coming out. She was so mad. And she slammed the door in their face. They looked really thirsty, didn't they? She said, "Well, maybe I'll offer them some iced tea. If you boys promise not to talk religion, you can come in for some iced tea." They said, "We're really sorry. We don't drink iced tea, but we would love some ice water." And my mom said, "Okay, why don't you drink tea?" And we got the first three discussions that night. We were baptized on a Saturday night. Now being LDS, my mother saw hope that I wouldn't have to stay back in New Jersey. And the missionaries told me, "Well, there's Ricks College." So I went to Ricks.
And you came across the plains on a Greyhound bus.
That's right.
And every summer we hear the stories about the pioneers who came across in their covered wagons and their hand carts. And I love that you say, "I was a pioneer and came across on a Greyhound bus."
Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps Project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.